The topic of halacha series, Beis Tefillah, Parshas Shlach, Tovshin Ayin Vav. Today we'll be discussing the mitzvah tzitzis. Says the Torah, "Vayolachem tzitzis uriisem oisoi." You should see the tzitzis. Uzachatem is called mitzvah Hashem. You should remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem, vasisem oisom, and do them. We all know there's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis, four-cornered garments. You tie the tzitzis. Is there a mitzvah to look at tzitzis? No, there's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. Is there a mitzvah to look at tzitzis? That makes it into a mitzvah? I'm saying good, Mordechai.
Well, what's saying? You should see them.
Is that a reason for the mitzvah, or that defines the mitzvah? Okay, so let's see.
No.
What?
No.
Why?
Because
they can still look. They can still take it out and look and put it back in. Says the smack. The Sefer Mitzvah Sakoton in Mitzvah Kofches says, here are the following of the mitzvahs that are totally by mitzvahs you do with your eye. And Mitzvah Kofches is Listakel Batzitzis Dichsiv Urisem Oisoi Asiyas Atzitzis. He explains later on, but Rias Ayin is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, to look at tzitzis. In Shut HaRashbash, in the name of his father, the Rashbetz, to be found in Rashbash in Simcha Vav, mitzvahs re'iyah is a mitzvahs esse. Sefer Charedim, in the mitzvahs esse min ha-Torah ha-tluyim be'inayim, one of the mitzvahs you do with your eyes, listakel batzitzis. It's a mitzvah to look at tzitzis. As the Gemara says, re'isem, the re'iyah will bring to zechiro, zechartem, and then vasisem is called mitzvoisai. The Rivash, quoted in Beis Yosef and Simchav Dalet, argues. And the Rivash in Simon Stof Peivav says that Re'iyas HaTzitzis is the tam for mitzvah Levishas HaTzitzis, but it's not a mitzvah of its own. It's a wonderful thing to do. It's the purpose of the tzitzis, is to remind you. If it's good to look at the tzitzis when you put them on, when you say Kriya Shema, it's not a mitzvah of its own. It's considered to be machlekes rishonim whether there's a mitzvah to look at the tzitzis, because the tzitzis remind us of the mitzvahs, five strings, the knots. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shmiras Haloshen, at the end of the Sefer, he says the following. From the pashtus of the pasuk, we see that there's a benefit to look at tzitzis. It helps you for therefore it's a good thing a few times a day to look at the tzitzis, especially if a person gets a bad thought in his mind or anger, kaas. Toiv mo'od yistakel al tzitzis as yipaka yetzer. A person gets angry, should look at his tzitzis. As they zog the Chofetz Chaim. Is there we've established the idea of looking at tzitzis. What about looking at someone else's tzitzis? Is there any purpose in that? Does it have to be your own? Or even someone else's?
It'll give you the same muscle.
Maybe it's on your own. You're wearing it. You see it. It surrounds you, but someone else not. Is that also a mitzvah? I don't have a clear teretz. I tell you one thing. In Gan, when little kids come to school, sometimes they're not wearing tzitzis. Parents forgot. The kids get dressed by themselves. They forget to put on tzitzis. Could happen. Not just Ganot. Kids, they come to the school. What happens? All the kids are making, are saying Birkas HaTzitzis. What does that kid do who doesn't have? Does anyone know? Oh, hold his friends. The Rebbe, the Ganenda would say, hold your friends. So I think this could be, telling what we're saying. It's Mitzah Tzitzis. Riyas HaTzitzis. Just your own? Or someone else's?
It's better than nothing.
Huh?
It's better than nothing.
Maybe it is nothing. So I would like to discuss. But I have a raya.
It still would be better than he had his own.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Yud Zayin, brings a sumo. A blind person is obligated in tzitzis. Even though it says you have to see it, and the guy's blind, but we have a ribui of asher tachasebo to include the summa. We used to exclude night. Ask the Gemara, maybe do the opposite. Maybe use reisemaisoi to exclude the blind man. Asher Techasebo to include sitters at night, says the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah Brura. No, I prefer to include the Suma, because his sitters can be seen by others, versus nighttime where no one sees the sitters. You see, we include Suma in sitters because the sitters can be seen by others. Is a person obligated to have four kanfus? The Torah says you have your four kanfus, you must put tzitzis on them. Is a person obligated to go and make sure he has four kanfus? What's the answer? Do you know that? Do you have a proof of that? I hear what you say. Yes, what? How about tefillin? Tefillin, do you have to wear tefillin? It says wear tefillin. Chatman says, if I don't have, who says I have to get? And tzitzis? Let's see. The Gemara Menachos Mem Aleph Amud Aleph says, a malach found Rav Ketina. Rav Ketina was wrapped in a zdina, in a sheet. It doesn't have tzitzis. Omale, Ketina, Ketina, Sadina Bekaita. In the summer you're wearing a sheet, no tzitzis. Vesarbele besitzvua. In the winter you wear this sarba, this coat. It doesn't have tzitzis. Tzitzis, Mati Aleh, where's your tzitzis? Omale, Anshisua Ese? Are you punishing me for Ese? Who said I have to have tzitzis? Omale, Bezman Deiker Ritcha Anshinon. It's true, you don't have to have it. But when the times when there's a ritcha in Shamayim, there's anger in Shamayim, they'll punish you for not having tzitzis. So says the Gemara, because tatz dikei lemifta nachcha min tzitzis. You're doing tricks to get out of tzitzis. So maybe we need to have tzitzis. We should buy arba kamfos in a case of ritcha, in a case where Hashem gets angry with us. Indeed, the rokeach in Siman Shin Samach Aleph says every person should get himself a talit cotton. He wears all day. Why? Because even a ritcha, otherwise he may be punished. As the Malach said, a person has to buy himself a talis. The Shari Tshuva in Shari Gimel, Ois Chav Beis. If you don't have it, you don't have a beggar, go and buy one. Because you're onesh v'leitois batzara. You may be punished at difficult times. You may be punished for this. Asher loichomad bilvave yoifiam a mitzvah v'schara. You didn't desire this beautiful mitzvah. So indeed, they pass in this Gemara that you should buy tzitzis because of itoitz batzara. Because if there's a ritcha b'shamayim, they'll punish you for it. On the other hand, tzitzis in erechin, beis amud beis. Tosis in Shabbos, Lamed Beis Amud Beis. The Mordechai in Maseches Menachos, they all say, no. When did the Malach say you get punished? It's a tatzdike, you're doing a trick. It's in those days where people would anyway wear, be normal for them to wear clothes of four corners. That was the type of clothing they would wear. And you go out of your way and you change your clothing deliberately to get out of tzitzis. There's a kpeita on Shamayim. But in nowadays, when naturally, normally people don't wear four corners, so you know, mechuyev, there'll be no anger. You didn't go and buy the strange four corner gum. The time of the Gemara, it was normal to have four corner garments, and you go out of your way to avoid it, you'll be punished b'idan ritcha. But nowadays, where people don't have four corner garments anyway, there's no chiyuv to buy a four cornered garment. Another Gemara, Psachim Kuf Yud Gimel Beis, Shiva Menudim Nashamayim. Seven people are menuda. They inherit in Shamayim. A person who doesn't get married, a person who gets married doesn't have children. He has children, doesn't ain't megadlam and Talmud Torah. Or me, she'eno tzitzis bebigdoy. Person doesn't have tzitzis. Says Tosfos, what does that mean? Doesn't have tzitzis? It means he owns the tzitzis. He doesn't bother to wear them. He's a menuda l'shamayim. Second tier of Tosfos, he doesn't have tzitzis, but he didn't go to buy the tzitzis. Menuda l'shamayim. What? A person didn't get married. Yes. He's menuda l'shamayim. L'shamayim is there's a disconnection between him and Shamayim. Yes.
Very good.
Okay. Kedar Kocha, you say good. That. Tosfos, once in a while, who is this guy? Because of tzitzis, he's menuda l'shamayim. First teretz, he's a guy who has tzitzis in his closet. He doesn't bother to wear them. Menuda l'shamayim. Second teretz, he ain't got no tzitzis. Why is he menuda l'shamayim? He should have gone and bought them. Where do we learn this from? From Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was nisave to enter Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, what he wanted the fruits? He was missing the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. What did he want Eretz Yisrael so much for? He was nisave to do the mitzvahs. Even though he wasn't obligated, he was in the midbar. He wasn't obligated in mitzvahs at Tuiz Baaretz, but he wanted to fulfill those mitzvahs. So therefore, a person who doesn't buy himself tzitzis, He's Mudar HaShamayim because he didn't care enough. The Beis Yosef says a third pshat, and this is what Mordechai just said. Who's the Mudar HaShamayim? The person who's wearing four corners garment and he doesn't put on tzitzis. My nafkemin between all the tzitzim. Nafkemin, go on, yeah, where?
Nafkemin is, yeah, you don't own it, then should you bother running out to get it? Or
do you have to?
You should do it, but I mean, if you don't, then there's someone who did the Shemayim.
Exactly. The person doesn't own four corners, four corner garment, he didn't go to the store and buy one. According to the first Tetz of Tosfos, it's not Mudar HaShamayim. Only person who has doesn't bother to wear it. According to the Beis Yosef, only person who's wearing it doesn't have tzitzis. Now I have to go and buy. According to the middle Tetz of Tosfos, a person's Mudar HaShamayim, he doesn't go and buy. What's the halacha? The halacha, the Beis Yosef, the Simchot Dara, brings the Tosfos of Shans, who says, you're not Mechuyev, but it's a mitzvah in a Mufchal. Mitzvah, there's no din of Einesh of that Beshas Ritcha, that only applies for that generation what they would wear anyway. But the mitzvah and Avuvchor, like Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do mitzvahs, we should learn from him, it's a mitzvah and Avuvchor to bring yourself into the Chiyuv. The Tur and Shulchan Aruch in Simchot Daled say different reason. A mitzvah, a tzitzis dicker reason. Not just a general idea to do a mitzvah, but since tzitzis reminds you of the mitzvahs, it's a protection, and the five ksharim against chamishei chumshei Torah, four corners, any way you turn, should remind you in all directions, and therefore that you should wear tzitzis all day because it's a reminder to do the mitzvahs. That's the tool. Rabbi Kiveigon, the Shulchan Aruch, sends us to the Tosfos in Psachim. What does he want? He's saying from Tosfos, you see, in the second Teretz, there's a Mudar HaShamayim as well. The person doesn't buy. So let's just summarize. What is the. Do we have an obligation to buy Arba Kanfais? In the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Toiva Nochem. It's a good thing to do, it's not an obligation. The mitzvah in Amuvchor, it helps you remind you from mitzvah, it's a wonderful idea, but it's not a chiyuv per se, a full-fledged chiyuv. According to one Teretz in Psochim, you Mnudar HaShamayim. According to the Rekeach and Rabbi Yoina, you Binenash Be'idin Ritcha. But no one else, partially we don't hold that way. Comes a Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe, or a Chaim, Chelek Dalet, Locha Dalet, says Moshe, it's a huge gomel to have a telescope. Makara, where's he coming from? Says Moshe, once, since now it's become a Minag Yisrael, since now Kol Yisrael Noeg to wear a telescope, now it's also not to have it. It's not worse off any other minhag. It's a chiyuv of a minhag. A minhag Yisrael is al titosh Torah simecha. So besides the sugyas, nowadays there's a chiyuv of a minhag. If a stam minhag obligates us, a minhag is not a mitzvah you're obliged to do. Kol shekin a minhag that entails the mitzvah itself, because once you're wearing the arba kanfais, you're definitely making a mitzvah. So for sure, it's a minhag you're obligated to do. So all of Yadenu, we discovered that maybe Me'ikar Adin, you don't have to buy mitzvah, buy Arba Kanfais. It's definitely a wonderful thing to do, to toiv v'nochoin, to fulfill the mitzvah, bring yourself into the mitzvah. Two, it's a protection. But now, says Rambam, but nowadays it became into Minhag Yisrael, now you're muchrach to have to wear the tzitzis. Fine. So I buy myself Arba Kanfais. Is it enough for me to wear it once a day? Do I have to wear it all day? Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's toiv v'nochoin to wear it all day to remind you. But at least b'shas tefillah should be wearing tzitzis. In shas tefillah, because we say we speak out the parasha, we say, come on, You're not wearing it. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Zoyar. The Zoyar says, whoever reads Kriya Shema without not wearing tzitzis is made a desheker ba'atzmoy. You're like lying. You're talking about tzitzis, you're not wearing it. Apia Zoyar. Comes the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra in the Chumash. Says the Ibn Ezra, a person should be wearing the Arba Kamas Tomid. Don't take it off to remind you. And he says, I think there's a bigger obligation to wear tzitzis after tefillah more than during the tefillah. Why is that the case?
Probably thinking of more about this. One is more likely not to be on the mitzvah there outside of tefillah. So there's more. So it has more purpose. It's going to remind them more about thinking about Hashem and mitzvahs when they're not already supposed to.
Oh, he says, since b'shas tefillah, you're much less likely to do averus, and after the tefillah, you're much more likely to do averus. Says the Ibn Ezra, I think it's more important to wear your talis after your tzitzis after davening more than davening itself, because you need more protection after davening. In Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yudalad Simon Mentes quotes from the Mari Elgazi. I see people that me roiv chom when it's on a hot summer day, they take off their tzitzis. And they're going without tzitzis. Says the Mari Elgazi, it's not the right thing to do. You should keep your talis cotton on. You should remember the mitzvahs. And the form Tara Agra. And even though it's hot, you should still keep it on. Because the form Tara Agra. In Shut Az Nidbru, Chelek Beis Simen Nun Hei, a person shouldn't, even when they're playing sports, shouldn't take off his tzitzis. Indeed, you could buy like vest type of things, casual, will have tzitzis on, even when you're playing sports. Now what about what happens at night time? Is the mitzvah of tzitzis at night? Yes or no? Oh. In the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Yud Ches, Sif Aleph, brings Machlokes Rambam and Rosh. When we say the Ksus Laila Potter Mitzitzis, what does that mean? The Rambam learns, night time, Potter Mitzitzis. Nishdoken mitzvah. That's Shittas HaRambam. The Rosh learns that it exus yom is chayav 24/7. Exus laila is part of 24/7. It's not to do with day or night, to the beged. What type of beged is it? A beged of daytime is chayav tzitzis always. A beged of nighttime. It's part of this is always. My nafkemina, two nafkeminas. If you're wearing a nighttime beged during the day, do you make a bracha? According to the Rambam, what's the din? You're wearing a nighttime beged during the day. You make a bracha. According to the Rosh, you can't. And the second nafkemina, you're wearing a daytime beged at night. You make a bracha. According to the Rosh, yes. According to the Rambam, not.
More than arguing, the Rosh would say, don't put tzitzis on.
Is that what?
I mean, the Rosh would say, it's not just that you're not with bracha, that's just more than something bracha. It seems like he says, don't bother putting tzitzis on, you're not doing it.
Right? What daytime? Which case are you talking about?
If it's a nighttime.
What's other? Unnecessary. It's nothing. Strings. Unnecessary strings. Now, I want to raise a point. I'm not saying the Ma'aseh B'chlal. In the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Chof Ches Amud Beis, says the Gemara, there's a issue called Baal Toisif. a person sleeps in the sukkah on the eighth day, he's chayav malchus. If he's, he has kavana to sleep for mitzvah sukkah on day eight, he's chayav malchus. It's called bal toisif. He's adding to the mitzvah. But, so how can people sleep in sukkah on day eight? We know mechaven. Shalei bezmanoi. Only if you're mechaven explicitly to do the mitzvah, are you chayav for bal toisif. If you're not mechaven explicitly, you're not even bal toisif. That's what the Gemara says. Now, I want to discuss people wearing tzitzis at night time. When does it happen? I want to take more of an extreme case. A person went swimming at night, got undressed, took off his tzitzis, after swimming, put them back on. Other examples, winter time, you have a wedding, wedding's at 8 o'clock, it's ready shkia at 4:40, 5 o'clock, after your 5 o'clock marriage, you come home, you have a shower, get ready for the wedding. What do? You take off your tzitzis, have the shower, then you put them back on, it's night time. So let's think, according to the Rosh, your tzitzis, what are they? Are you doing a mitzvah? When you put the tzitzis on at night time, these are your tzitzis you wear during the day. Do you have to be mechaven Hashem mitzvah? Of course, mitzvah is tzrichas kavana. Simon Samach, we paskin. At least by the Raisa, mitzvah is tzrichas kavana. According to the Rosh, you have to be mechaven. I'm wearing this four corner garment Hashem mitzvah. You have mitzvah the Raisa. That's according to Rosh. You have to mechaven for a mitzvah. Even more, make things more extreme. There's a wild bi'alocha in Simon Samach. The bi'alocha says, since tzitzis you need kavana to know what's a mantis guru, a person who wears tzitzis without kavana, it's as if he's not mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore he's like wearing a four cornered garment without tzitzis. Wild bi'alocha. So the person called to the Torah gets called for an aliyah, and he puts on his talis, and Torah Bohola, he doesn't have time to think, and just puts on a talis. Since he didn't have kavana for the concept of tzitzis, not only is he not mekayim the mitzvah, but he's actually wearing a four cornered garment without tzitzis, without doing his mitzvah. As they zokt the bir halacha. So I'm just throwing that in. We're not going to be paskin that way. But that's the extreme he takes it. So Vada Kuin the Rosh, you have to be mechaven to do the mitzvah at night time. But now we have a problem. Because according to the Rambam, when you'll be mechaven, since you'll be mechaven to wear the tzitzis for a mitzvah, according to the Rambam, you should be in the same place, Lechura, you're in the same place as a person who's mechaven on the eighth day to sit in a sukkah. She gives you malchus for Baal Toisif. You see? A solution would be, if you have an idea, make it night. I'm putting the tzitzis on to the mitzvah only according to Rosh. If Allah has had the Rambam, I'm putting on Shaloi L'Shem mitzvah. Okay, I need to look more into this. The minhag is not to be worried about it. But I'm just raising a point that needs to be analyzed. What happened to Baal Toisif according to the Rambam? But for sure, according to Rosh, you should be thinking of Shem Mitzvah. Just had to finish off with one point. One last point I had to finish off with. Okay, we saw the concept of tzitzis to remind you for the mitzvah's protection, mantizkur v'asisem. That's why a person, says the Shulchan Aruch, a person should wear tzitzis all day. I want to ask a question. What would happen to a person who say the following? Listen, Rabbi, I wear tzitzis all day. It doesn't do anything to me. Were I to think and focus, it will remind me of the mitzvahs, and it will be amazing. Rabbi, I don't want to tell you the things I've done yesterday and the day before, the Lashon Hara I spoke. I don't want to tell you. You don't know what I did. One day I can tell you. The tzitzis did nothing for me. I was wearing tzitzis. Garnish, the shum davar. So, Rabbi, is there any point in me wearing tzitzis? The whole purpose of wearing tzitzis is the mantisku system and is to help protect you. It doesn't work for me. I'm brain dead. So, is there any point? What would you say? Why should I?
Even if it's not happening,
I'm not obligated. I'm not obligated. The whole reason why the Toifa Nochin is because it's to remind you, because not because it's not a mitzvah. No, the other mitzvahs I may not bother doing. I could do other mitzvahs as well. The special, the Shulchan Aruch says, by tzitzis, because it reminds you of its protection for Averas. Rabbi, I'm brain dead. It doesn't do anything to me. I can speak Lashon Hara, all Lashon in the world, with the tzitzis, without it. It's the same thing for me. Zoro Seri Shum Davar. Is there any point for me to be wearing Taras Chotan all day? Should I bother?
Zoro says so.
And so it doesn't say you have to wear tzitzis all day. If you have four kamfas, then you're obligated. You don't have to wear the four kamfas. We saw in Shulchan Aruch, the whole reason why it's Toiv Anochin to bring yourself to four kamfas, because it's protect, it's going to remind you for the Averis.
Obviously, he knows that he's doing something wrong.
Yeah, of course he knows. But the tzitzis don't get it, are not part of the equation.
Eventually, it would help him.
How do you know? This guy's saying
he
doesn't.
He knows that he's wearing the tzitzis. So the more he wears the tzitzis, the more he'll think more towards.
He's Rabbi. I've been wearing tzitzis for 40 years. I'm an FFB. Been wearing tzitzis for 40 years, and it never was part of the equation whether I should do that here or not. The tzitzis never played a factor. So should I bother? Right, yeah. It's hot. I have to wash them afterwards.
There you go. So the person at least had tzar for a mitzvah.
Okay, I can do other mitzvahs. I can bring out the tzar. But the Shulchan Aruch says you should wear tzitzis because it's even more because it's going to protect you.
Imagine there's to do if you have all the tzitzis. Things didn't do.
Very dangerous to ever give up. Even when the apostle gives it, to say that's the exclusive reason. Because once you do that, then you open up the possibility to say, well, if the reason doesn't apply, then I'm not going to do it. That's not.
That's the Shulchan Aruch brings down. The Shulchan Aruch says.
That's not the only reason to do it. Do it because it's a mitzvah. And this is one of the few instances where it's actually giving you a reason why it's a mitzvah. Meaning, let's call it a benefit of the mitzvah. It doesn't mean that if you are not reaping that benefit, then it's pointless. You're still doing what you're trying to eat. Now, you don't have to give, aside from the worship, because it's a minimum now, but you don't technically, aside from the minimum aspect, you don't technically have a fear to do it in the first place, because that's what you're saying.
Right. So right, that's right.
But it doesn't change the fact that you are.
Okay, I could do Pidyon Pesach Chamor is one outside, Geschmack. There's a chasna I can go to and dance there. Other things I can do. It's not the question. The reason given by Shulchan Aruch, do we agree to his claim that it's pointless for him? This special, I do that. You're just saying that you're still doing a mitzvah. I grant it. I get that. So I want to raise the following observation. And what we have to be done is this as good as because the protection that the tzitzis are giving you, is it zgula, is it something abstract or something technical in oilam azadika itza? If it's something that's zguli, that helps you on a shama, so obviously it's not correct. I want to be mlamet zchus that even oilam azadik, even practically speaking, the tzitzis has a certain effect. I want to bring a moshul from Shmoneh Esrei. On Shmoneh Esrei, people space out. It doesn't need to be said. Unless you put in a big effort, then people go and do. After Shmoneh Esrei, they could be anywhere. As one wise man once said, after my Shmoneh Esrei Shachris, all my day is organized. I know exactly what I have to do in the afternoon, what errands I have to do, who I have to meet, what bills I have to pay. Oh, I call them a sudar. Till Shmoneh Esrei, I was rushing, and Shmoneh Esrei, you have space. No, Hashem Rachim. Lemaisa, people, mom is spaced out. Are they davening Shmoneh Esrei or not? Is it just a complete waste of time? His mind was all over the place. I want to bring a raya that subconsciously people are still in Shmoneh Esrei. How do I know? Because people do all sorts of things during Shmoneh Esrei. They're thinking, they're planning. There's one thing I've never seen. No one, I hope I'm not mistaken, no one has yet to answer his phone during Shmoneh Esrei. As spaced out as he is, he's in the office, he's planning his whole year's budget, where he's going to invest the money. He has 1,000 things, he's mumbling in different words, legamre, he's completely disconnected from the words he's mumbling. But he gets a call, he may be nechshan and say, that could happen. He won't answer the phone, he won't speak to the phone. Why? Because he knows he's oymer lefnei melech. There's a subconscious awareness, I'm in Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, even a person says, this does nothing to me, I speak Lashon Hara. But I want to ask you a question. If someone will become with tzitzis and give you a piece of chazir, would you like some pork? I want to give you some pork to eat. What would you tell the guy? I'm shuga? You wait, tzitzis, you give me pork? We would feel the contradiction. There's something wrong over here. No, you talk and you try and persuade me to eat pork and wearing tzitzis. It's a contradiction. Vaistoi subconsciously, even at our low level, tzitzis has a meaning. Maybe not for everything. Maybe Lashon Hara was so used to it. Maybe not. But a maestro has a meaning to it. So, it's definitely kedai to still keep our mitzvahs. Keep our tzitzis. What we learned today, we learned about the beautiful mitzvah of tzitzis. It's something that the Torah says, Re'isim asoi, v'sachartem, sisim kol mitzvoisai, man tizkeru. We saw the mitzvah, according to Sam Rishonim, the mitzvah that I said to look at tzitzis. We discussed why by looking at someone else's tzitzis, maybe it's also entailed. We saw by the sumah, he wears tzitzis because other people can see it. We discussed it's the mitzvah to obligate yourself in tzitzis. The sugya of Shas Rischa, the sugya of perhaps Mudra Shamayim, Mi'ikradin, not, comes to Moshe said that it came into Minhag, now Minhag Yisrael obliges you to wear tzitzis. We saw the Ibn Ezra says you should wear all day, even more than Shas Tefillah. And we just raised the point, something to look into, why am the Baal Tosef at night time? Why is there no problem about Baal Tosef according to Rambam? And you should definitely have him for mitzvah according to Rosh, that's necessary. Shmizecha, as the Mishabur brings down, that Lasid Lavai, is that the people who will be Reim will be having, they'll be Mu'utar Betzitzis. As the Mishabur brings down, it's a mitzvah that brings us the schus to be Nitzal B'Yemei HaMashiach. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.